Welcome to the Flat at Home Show, your local source for real estate information, education, information. And you know what? I'm going to throw in another one because it's going to happen this weekend. Entertainment. I've got some entertainment for you this weekend, friends. Happy March. It's the Ides of March and the sky is opening up and spring is certainly attempting to, you know, be on its way. And that makes me happy. That makes me happy and it makes me want to have some fun. So FUN is what we're going to do this weekend. I've got a great guest. And before I get to that, I'm going to thank my great sponsors, All About You Wellness and Aesthetics and Montana Basement Solutions, solving your water and mold problems for good. You know, the Flat at Home Show just celebrated 6 years. It was last month, 6 years ago, when somebody just fell asleep at the wheel and said, let's give Justin a show. And here it is. The show was born, and we've had hundreds, if not thousands, of guests on the show, all walks of life, all elements of real estate. And in the beginning, it was, you're sharing an idea. You're like, hey, come to my show. We should talk about that. And as it continued to grow and it became its own living, breathing thing, eventually people are like, hey, can I be on your show? And I love that question because yes, the answer is yes. Like, let's come talk about it. If you have a great idea, I want to hear about it on the Flat at Home Show. And this one is a little different because she didn't call. She didn't have to call. A lot of people called, like not once, not twice, not thrice, like multiple people commenting on Facebook pages, sending me messages and calling and saying, you need to get Ashley Peters on the radio. And I'm thinking, okay, I'm a little scared because I might be out of a job after this show, Ashley. Yeah. Welcome to the new host.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. No, it's where I'm going with all that is I said, man, let's look this gal up. And so I did. And she's a lender. It sounds like you're actually a rather unique lender. We're going to talk about that.
Yep.
However, you have fun.
I do.
You have fun.
I do.
You bring fun to this industry.
I try to.
Well, there is no try. You did it. You did it. And what I like about that, though, is this industry, in a word, it's sales. And sales can get tough.
Yeah.
And sales can get cutthroat. And sales can get depressing when they don't when it doesn't happen.
Yeah.
So having fun's important.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I don't know who these people are that called you or requested that I come in here, but
they say that you pay them well.
Oh, that's a total lie. But no, whenever people say to me like, "Oh, I found you on social media," I usually just start out by apologizing. I'm like, "I'm really sorry." That's a dumpster fire, but you're welcome.
Well, okay, let's back up.
Okay.
So Ashley Peters, you're a lender, Legacy Lending, correct?
Correct.
And you're based out of Columbia Falls.
Correct.
Right here in the valley.
Yes.
Gateway to Glacier,
yes.
Right? This is where adventure happens, or adventure begins here, right?
Yes.
Okay, so married, got a few kids, and you get into lending, and you're bringing an element of fun to the world of lending.
I'm trying to. I think it's a very, as far as industries go, a little bit stale. It can be not very sexy or fun or exciting or
kind of faceless sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah, because when you think about the real estate industry, the way that the television likes to portray it, we're really just out there, quote unquote, selling sunset.
Yeah.
You don't really talk to lenders there, do you?
No, I hear that quite a bit, is that a lot of people that have bought homes have never met their lender, besides sometimes not even spoke to them on the phone.
Especially if it's a .com thing.
Yeah.
It'll
all just be through email. And
that
kind of breaks my heart. I love meeting people. I truly do love people. I think I thrive off of that interaction.
Let's break that down for a minute. I think that should be a crime. Because I might have the keys to the door. However, Ashley's got the bag of money that you need to. I know that's kind of a funny joke because the title company doesn't take money. I don't know why. That's weird. We'll have to talk to them about that. However, no, I mean that though. Like, you're the source of the fund.
Correct.
Well, and you put the fund in fund. Well, look at that.
Oh, man.
Wow. You might be onto something.
Fire.
You might be onto something.
That
there.
Should be a t-shirt.
Yeah, I put the fund in funding.
I Ooh. Might have to. That is good.
Yeah.
I have some pretty. That's like actually one of my. Things that I do is if I go, because as in this industry, you need to network and you need to market, go to marketing events and all that. And one of the things I do is I have funny t-shirts that I wear.
Okay.
Because if anything, it just makes people go, what?
What is that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think the fun and funding.
There you go.
It might have to be my next one.
So Ashley has a pretty comical and certainly dynamic social media presence. Like you're not afraid.
No.
As they would say where I'm from, you ain't scared.
No.
you're here to have fun.
Yeah.
And if that means making fun of yourself, You're going to make it happen.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, see, I think that works though, Ashley. And coming back to all the reasons that we've already discussed is if lending otherwise could be very faceless, like it's just a dot-com experience. It's the person with the money. I don't really care to know them. I just want to buy the house. If that's what happens, you're doing the exact opposite.
I am.
You're giving people a reason to say, no, we're going to have some fun.
Yeah. Well, and I learned a long time ago that for me, and I think everyone gets to a point in their life where they're like, you know, I want to do something that fulfills me, mm-hmm. that I enjoy, that I'm good at, but also that I can truly like be myself and be authentic.
Right.
I don't want to do it anymore. I don't want to be fake. I just want to be me. And so
be your authentic self.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
And I know that I'm not everyone's cup of tea, and that's totally fine,
mm-hmm.
because I do believe that the people that are drawn to me will find me and will be a good fit.
Okay.
And if it's not a good fit, that's totally fine. There's someone out there, there's a lender out there that's great for them.
Okay.
But I'm going to do the best job that Ashley Peters can do, and we are going to have some fun.
I think you should be a little bit more bold. I think you should say, that's fine. If you don't want to have fun, that's great. There's plenty of other people out there that don't want to have fun, and that's okay with me, you know. Over in my world, we have fun.
I mean,
we have fun and, you know, do this thing.
That's okay.
I mean, you can't spell funding without fun.
That's true.
Ashley Peters is in the studio. This is the Flat at Home Show. We've got to take a quick break. When we come back, though, Ashley, let's dive into it. Let's talk about some of the loan products that make you a little bit more unique, besides the fact that I know that they're going to be fun.
Yeah.
Okay. My name is Justin Mecha. We'll be right back.
This is Eric Bodine, owner of Montana Basement Solutions. Our team has worked hard over the years to earn a solid reputation in the industry in fixing and preventing water-related problems in your home. We also specialize in mold testing and remediation services, often working with top contractors, architects, and even healthcare professionals in the Valley to ensure your home is healthy and safe for you and your family. If you are building, ask your contractor if they're working with us. If you suspect a problem in your home, call us directly. Montana Basement Solutions, 871-591-9971.
And we're back. It's the Flat at Home Show. My name's Justin Mecha. Having a lot of fun in the studio with me this weekend, Ashley Peters of Legacy Lending, based out of Columbia Falls. I got that right?
Yes.
Yeah. Because I had fun and funding in my, like I literally see it on a shirt right now.
Yeah.
So social media master, having fun out there, you know, just having a good time.
Yeah.
I learned recently that you're actually an influencer.
I mean,
she made it, friends. She is getting it done. Ashley Peters, the influencer.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a story there. I don't know if we have time for it. However, they just need to follow you.
They're going to have a good time. There's no rhyme or reason. I just kind of share my day and, there's almost always like,
well, that's the point. Because if otherwise the element of the real estate world that you serve in, which is the money bags, if it can be faceless and impersonal and really just line items for an escrow officer to make sure they balance with, then there's no fun in that.
Yeah.
Whereas you can get the job done and have fun.
Yeah.
And before we did the show, before we got on the show here, I was asking you, give me a couple of things about your business that make you unique. And quite honestly, those are powerful. You actually could be dry in this business and tremendously successful.
Oh yeah. It's well, and right now, especially, I mean, we could talk about the industry and rates and the market and all those things, but you have to find something, that people need and then figure out a solution for it. And so I have a couple very cool things that I can do that I know set me apart.
We call that the unique selling proposition, right?
That
we learned
correct.
That on day one in real estate school. Not really. However, in the real world, we learned that. Tell us about it, Ashley, your unique selling proposition.
Okay. So the loans that I've done that I enjoy, they're a lot of fun. They're called non-QM. So that's basically non-traditional income. So especially for around Montana, like small business owners, entrepreneurs.
I believe we rank number one in the nation.
We do.
For entrepreneurs per capita.
Yep.
Yeah. So this is probably a good thing to be really good at.
Yeah.
Non-QM. What is QM?
Qualified mortgage.
Yeah.
Whew, for Ooh. A second there, I'm like,
got
man,
it.
If I don't know this, I'm going to have to just make up a Q word.
I thought I had you. Okay, cool. So qualified, non-qualified mortgage, meaning probably outside the box.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yep.
And this would be like a 1099, like a subcontractor.
Yeah, 1099. We can do profit and loss. We can do asset depletion. Mm. I can do bank statement, where all we look at is deposits. Anyone that does not want to use W-2 tax income.
Got it.
So
hello, realtor friends.
Yeah.
There we go. We buy houses too.
Yeah.
Yeah. And sometimes, a lot of times, we have to talk to Ashley for that because we're out of the box too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the other one that I've done quite a few of and that I have a lot of fun, it's dispensary income.
So, oh, wow.
Yeah. It's still a federally regulated form of income.
Right.
And so you have to have a specific lender that can do dispensary income.
When we saw that industry kind of pop up and start to spread, I remember our friends in the title industry having a problem. They're like, well, we can't really provide title insurance on this because you're operating in an industry that is not federally legal.
Yeah.
It might be legal stateside and in a few states. However, federally, we got an issue.
Yeah.
And I think that's fascinating, by the way. It's like, whoa, this is getting exciting, you know? And the market is winning.
Yeah.
Right? So now you're able to even provide funding.
Correct.
Because you put the phone in funding.
Oh, yeah. I mean, obviously.
Right.
It is a little bit ironic because my husband's in law enforcement, and so I'm like, we've got quite the deal going, right?
Like, yeah. Like, you're like, honey, don't look at these files.
He begs them, but I get them loans. So I'm like, we're just a good partnership.
I see that. Yeah. Okay. So be careful out there. Don't have too much fun in the funding, right?
Yeah.
Okay. That's cool.
Yeah.
All right. Fantastic. So we only have a second left here, Ashley. If we are interested, if I feel like I'm one of those borrowers, one of those home buyers, who may be a little bit outside the box. If I am a realtor, and I know I'm outside the box because I'm a 1099 subcontracted individual, traditionally we're like, oh, you need 2 or 3 years of income and you better not write off all those things because you need to be able to approve all those taxes, all that income, blah, 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 all that stuff. It's probably best or most advisable to begin that conversation with you because you're already operating outside the box. You already know. You have those crayons in the crayon box.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I would say definitely don't. Never discount yourself. Like, don't go into this thinking it won't happen for me. I can't do it. There's always a way.
And that's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Ashley Peters, everybody. Listen, how do we reach you if we have those questions? Give them your address. They'll swing by.
Hey, I like groceries. We have 4 teenagers. So if you want to drop those off too, you guys.
In exchange for bags of groceries.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'll get you qualified.
I've worked for less.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Well, a good source for the consumer to reach out to you would be social media handle or whatever.
At Ashley T. Peters on Instagram. You can find me on Facebook.
Or after listening to the show on the air or at KJJR.com, we will have Ashley tagged because it's easy to find you. You're funny out there.
I do have a good time. I at least make myself laugh.
That's awesome.
And
awesome.
That's important.
Hey, friends, it's been a blast. Ashley Peters here in the studio, putting the fun in funding. Thanks for hanging out with us this weekend.
Thank you so much. This was awesome.
Cool. Awesome. Hey, Flathead, as always, be safe, be well, have fun. And of course, as always, hey, Flathead.
Welcome home.